First, the city of brotherly love isn't showing much affection to retailers who want to go cash-free. Starting in July, Philadelphia will become the first major U.S. city to ban cashless stores. Businesses that want to do away with cash say it's more efficient for workers who don't have to count paper money and coins. They also say it's safer because employees don't have to carry large bank deposits. But what about people who don't have credit or debit cards or prefer paying with cash because of privacy concerns? You can let us know where you come down at 800-642-1234. Should retailers be allowed to ban purchases made with cash, or should they have to take cash? If you're a business owner, does cash have a place in your store, or is it more trouble than it's worth? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Scott Calvert is a reporter at the Wall Street Journal. He focuses on urban decay and other challenges facing older cities. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, talk about this rise of cashless stores. How common is this?
Well, it's pretty uncommon still. I think, you know, most places you walk into a store, they will gladly take your cash. So it's very much in the minority. And in Philadelphia, big city, obviously, there are just a handful of places that the city's aware of that currently don't take cash. They tend to be eateries, you know, food establishments of one sort or another. There's a salad chain called Sweetgreen that has gone cashless. There was at least one clothing store in Philadelphia that is on the city's list of places that don't take cash. So it's definitely a very small number, but seems to be growing.
Right. There's an idea that, okay, it may not be in a lot of places now, but it could be the wave of the future. And then a city like Philadelphia is saying, so we better get on top of this.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, that's sort of an argument both for and against this kind of legislation. From the proponent standpoint, now is a great time to sort of tap the brakes because it won't be that disruptive. There aren't that many businesses that will have to start taking cash again, or if they never have, start taking cash. On the other hand, you know, another way to look at it is that we are sort of moving, perhaps slowly but inexorably, toward this cashless society, and Philadelphia is trying to sort of hold that back in a way that might ultimately prove to be futile.
So, what does this rule in Philadelphia look like now? What do they say, and who do they exempt from it?
Right. So as you say, it's starting in July, and it applies to all retail establishments, you know, with some exceptions. So, you know, first of all, any business that does business by telephone, mail, internet, those kind of transactions, those aren't covered. Parking lots and garages are exempt. Wholesale clubs like BJ's, Costco, they're also exempt. You know, you can rent a car. They can still require, you know, they can still refuse to accept cash. Things like that, but otherwise it's you know, you have to take cash starting in July.
What's been the argument for people against cashless stores? Put it another way, what's the argument against regulating those cashless stores?
Well, I think the argument would be, you know, let the market kind of sort it out. And the National Retail Federation sort of makes this point that, you know, government shouldn't put its thumbs on the scales here. And you know, if a store wants to go cashless and they find that people they start losing business as a result of that, then odds are they'll go back to taking cash. But if it works out for them, then they should be allowed to, you know, to do that. It should be okay for them and their customers to have that kind of arrangement. So that's basically the argument.
And why are people saying we shouldn't have cashless stores?
Well, that's because, as you said at the top, you know, the reality is, I mean, a lot of people do have a credit card or debit card or some kind of, you know, smartphone payment app. But there are lots of folks who don't. And if you look at the statistics nationwide, there are around 8 million U.S. households that are considered unbanked, which the FDIC defines as not having a checking or savings account. And Philadelphia has a 26% poverty rate. So about a quarter of the population lives below the poverty line. And, you know, many of those folks may not have a debit card or credit card. And so the sponsor of the legislation basically said, look, you know, it's not fair for those people to not be able to use the cash in their pocket to buy something, and that it's essentially discriminatory, even if that's not the intention.
Talking to Scott Calvert from the Wall Street Journal about cashless stores and a regulation in a major city now, Philadelphia in this case, putting the kibosh on cashless retail in many cases with some exceptions. Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Daryl is with us in Exonia. Daryl, hi. That sounds like we lost Daryl. Maybe the guest. Are you still there, Scott?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, that sounded like a guest dropping noise. Well, we didn't, though. He was worried, Daryl, that this could affect older people who might be more prone to not have credit cards, who might not be internet savvy for certain kinds of shopping. Is that something that's been raised as a concern?
Yeah, I think there's a concern that you know, elderly folks. I mean, on some level, it's force of habit. It's just what they're used to, and they feel more comfortable paying with cash. And again, you know, the argument is they shouldn't be forced to not be able to use the cash. And it's interesting too, because I got a lot of email from people saying, "Wait a minute, you know, how can any business not accept cash to begin with, because if you look at your dollar bill or whatever, it'll say that, you know, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private." But as it happens, you know, there is no federal law that says a business has to accept cash.
Now, I'm seeing around the country more examples. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta says it's going to become the first NFL stadium to go cashless. I understand that they're going to have machines where you could put cash in, get a credit card or a temporary card that doesn't have a fee on it. So some people are coming out with workarounds to try to, you know, take the cash without directly taking the cash.
That's right. Yeah, it's a reverse ATM machine, and I think there are 10 of them around the stadium. And so, you know, if you've only brought cash that day, or if you just don't want to use your debit card to buy your hamburger or whatever, you can put cash into the machine, and like you say, it'll spit out a debit card that doesn't have a transaction fee, so you're not paying for that, and then you can use it. And you know, as you say, that's the first NFL stadium, and so there may be others. And just on that note, I mean, you know, anybody can get a debit card, but there are typically fees associated with that. So that's why people say, you know, it's not simply good enough to just say, well, go get yourself a debit card, and then you can shop wherever you want.
Now we've got this in Philadelphia. What are retailers, those few retailers who already went cashless, saying about this? If they're going to have to change?
Well, I talked to the owner, co-owner of a falafel place at the University of Pennsylvania food court, and he isn't happy about it. You know, he thinks it's not great policy. I mean, he's going to comply because it's the law of the city, and he's not going to challenge it or anything like that. But you know, he doesn't think it is good policy to mandate this sort of thing. But you know, it's sort of beyond his control at this point.
We heard from Chris in Fitchburg, who called to say she had a friend who had to use cash for everything after going through bankruptcy, and it was difficult. And I guess, yeah, going through bankruptcy makes it harder, maybe impossible to get that credit card in the first place. Is this something that people are bringing up?
That's a good point. I haven't heard that specific issue raised. But, you know, it is worth pointing out that even though there's been this slow move away from cash, about 30% of all transactions in the country involve cash. And that number is much higher, percentage is much higher for, you know, smaller purchases like under $10, that sort of thing. But I tell you, it's interesting to see what happens, because just today, the governor of New Jersey signed a very similar bill into law in New Jersey that, like the Philadelphia law, will in most cases ban cashless stores. There is a bill working its way through the New York City Council that would do something similar. Massachusetts has had a law on its books now for a few decades, so this could be the start of a trend.
Right. And are you watching for now more states and cities to join, as you say, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Massachusetts, New York City? Is this going to be something that states and cities are going to be grappling with in the years to come?
I think it's fair to say. I think that people are other cities and states are probably going to be watching very closely to see how things go in New Jersey and Philadelphia, and perhaps follow suit. But even in Philadelphia, it's worth pointing out that the city officials say, look, you know, we think that it makes sense to kind of press pause, but they know big picture, long term, this is not something that they want to be a permanent law. They hope it's going to be sort of a temporary thing. And there was a top city official told the city council not long ago, said, look, modernization is going to happen with or without Philadelphia, and we want to be part of it. The trick is finding a way so that those folks that, you know, are at the lower end of the income spectrum aren't shut out in the process.
We'll leave it there. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Scott Calvert is a reporter with the Wall Street Journal. We talked with him about Philadelphia becoming the first U.S. city to ban cashless stores.